Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now joining us in studio, he's a guy that dog fans know because he's a dog. Mohamed Massaquah joining us here. And guys, played wide receiver in the National Football League. And for those who don't know, we have to tell this story to start, but Mohamed's really a tremendous individual, and he's doing so many things inside and outside the community as far as helping kids and helping people. But here was a guy who had it all. And when I say that, I'm talking about just physical ability. And Mohamed, it's good to have you in studio, but you know, for those who don't know the story, I'd like for you to tell it briefly because I think it's a big part of where you are now in your life because you're playing in the league, everything's going fine, and then boom.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you guys today. I wouldn't wish this on anybody, but last year I became an amputee, riding ATVs with a lot of my friends. And unfortunately, I got in an ATV accident, which resulted in me losing my left hand. But I'm blessed to be alive. Newfound perspective, new joy of life, exciting every day. There are no bad days. So when I say it's a pleasure to be here with you today, it is.
And Mohamed, of course, guys, catching passes from Matthew Stafford back in the day at UGA, went on to the Cleveland Browns. We'll talk about Cleveland in a minute. But okay. I know you're doing a lot of work helping kids and young adults because first thing is getting used to prosthetics. And first of all, how is it? How is the function, by the way? Because I see on your left hand, you got the gear. It looks unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have a great device. Turn into Iron Man whenever I put it on. Kids love it. They want one. I tell them to slow down. Old people are scared by it. But it's a blessing just to be able to have a device like this. It adds a lot of function back to it. And hopefully I can help a lot of kids get devices of their own.
Well, I think, you know, the idea is obviously being able to overcome, right? This is the thing. Because you think, wow, what am I going to do? What's going to happen? And you've been able to overcome a tragedy like this and turn it into a positive for yourself. But, you know, I have to ask, did you even know this kind of device existed?
I didn't. I'll be honest with you. When I was in the hospital and they said I was going to become an amputee, I need a prosthetic device. The first thing that popped in my head was the wooden device from Happy Gilmore.
I'm sitting there like Chubbs.
Like Chubbs. Oh, no. I'm sitting there and I'm just looking at my wife and I'm like, good Lord, you know, what has life really come to? And luckily I had a great therapist and he was able to point me in the right direction where I got this device right here.
So. I mean, I know you got to laugh not to cry, but I mean, it's that.
Oh, no, I was crying.
Yeah, but so now you're involved with, as we said, a number of things, including literacy with kids, which is a big thing for Carl and I. We're involved here in Atlanta. We'll talk more about that. But, I mean, now it's like page two or, you know, sort of chapter two of your life, man. So we'll tell people what are you doing?
For sure. Well, just anything kids involved. Read with Malcolm, which is Malcolm Mitchell's foundation. I'm on the board of that. A great bulldog for anyone that wants to know. Sunshine on a Rainy Day. They do great work with kids with disabilities. They go in and they rehab their respective homes. So they do great work. Make sure you look at both of their websites. And just making sure that I'm involved in the community. I think now in this second chapter of life, it's all about helping. It's all about giving, whether that's former athletes and helping them decide what they want to do or kids that are doing anything, you know, just making sure that I'm present and using my platform for the best.
Well, you certainly are. It's Mohamed Massaquah joining us here in studio on Dukes and Bell. As we said, a dog, and the dogs, man, making some noise. Everybody's talking about how good they're going to be and, you know, the recruiting classes. Yeah. How much of this are you caught up in knowing that program as well as you do?
I'm guilty. I follow them so I can talk trash. So if you're not a dog fan, jump on a bandwagon now. Mm-hmm. But before we win the championship next year, I'm going to throw it out there. But it's exciting. It's exciting. Obviously, you know, when Kirby took over, no one knew what to expect. But when you're dealing with a guy like him who's a Georgia guy, he loves the program. He's putting in the work. He's learned from probably the best coach, especially in the modern era. And if you see how passionate he is, how he works, and just the recruiting, when you see recruiting like this, it's not just that, oh, kids want to come to Georgia.
Right.
It's kids are trusting Kirby. Parents are trusting Kirby to make sure that their kid is going to graduate, make sure their kid is going to go and play at the next level. And when you have that combination, it's going to breed success. I think he's going to be successful for a long time.
It's Mohammed Massaquoi in studio with us, guys. We just tuned in here on Dukes and Bell talking about the Dogs. Speaking of the Dogs, the Dog Pound. Now, you played for the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if you had a chance. We're big fans of Hard Knocks. But, I mean, I'd like to say you were part of a winning tradition in Cleveland, but there's just not a whole lot of that to talk about
that'd
lately.
That'd be stretching the truth a little bit.
But, I mean, do you think they're making the right moves now? They had enough picks to do it the last couple of years.
You know, it's been a dysfunctional organization probably for like the last 20 years. And when you see what they're doing right now, actually strategically putting a team together, bringing a guy like Tyrod Taylor to shore up the quarterback position, bringing in big-time guys in free agency like a Jarvis Landry, it's actually going to change the culture, which you need in Cleveland, so that when you bring in draft picks, they learn the right way and that you can attract other free agents to come. Because it's one of those places that they probably have the best fan base in the country, just because they've been loyal for so long. But I think now they're finally going to get a chance to be rewarded by good play.
I'm just thinking, I mean, it seems like it's been my entire life.
It has been.
The Browns have not. I'm being serious. I mean, you're going back to the 80s, right?
Well, ever since they went back. Remember, they went to Baltimore. Then the NFL brought the expansion franchise Browns in. Yeah, it's been a litany. And I saw Jim Brown. Jim Brown's like 100 years old now. I saw him talking to Baker Mayfield on Hard Knocks last night. But, yeah, you got to go back to, like, Brian Sipe in the 80s. So, as you said, though, Muhammad, there's a fan base just dying for it now up there.
But when you think about it, you think, like, there's been a lot of good draft picks. And a lot of those guys leave Cleveland. They go on and play at other teams, and they turn into Pro Bowl players. Right. Or they're good players that end up getting injured. Or there's just so much turnover because every 2 years there's a new coach or there's a new GM or – I went through an ownership change when I was up there. When you have that type of turnover and dysfunction, you just cannot put together a winning program. I remember we played the Steelers my rookie year. This is 2009, and their whole defense, player for player, had been intact since like 2004. Right. And our team hadn't been intact for like the last
week.
So when you're dealing with a situation like that and guys don't get a chance to know each other, guys can't battle with each other for long enough, then you're going to have those losing seasons, which they've had.
When you and by the way, for those who don't know, we were talking about he has a prosthetic hand, and you lost three fingers?
Four.
So when you knew that was happening, and I, if you got guys, I just would suggest go Google. He's done stuff for the Player Tribune and a variety of other things on the web as far as his story and telling his story. Muhammad has. But when you learned that, as you said in your story, when they came back and they tried to attach these fingers, and then they were like, it's not going to make it. We got to take this. We're going to have to take this one. And you're realizing, okay, I might not play again, or did you?
I was retired at that point.
Okay, yeah, so I
was done. Yeah.
You were done.
Yeah.
But did you ever have thoughts about how it would affect you moving forward with just normal things, playing catch, whatever you want to do as far as the football aspect of things?
For sure. I'm an athlete through and through, so whether it be basketball or football or horseplay or whatever the case may be, when you come into the world with two hands, you expect to leave the world with two hands, and that's a big adjustment. Whenever you lose any part of you, if a person loses a leg or a person were to lose a pinky toe, like whatever it is, it's going to affect you in some way. So it's something that I'll always adjust to in life. You know, there's different things that I'll probably come across that I'll have to figure out how to do that'll be different.
It's Mohammed Massaquoi in studio with us. And that's the thing, I guess, especially for kids, because we always hear about, because I know when you were with Mark Rick, the Dogs would always go out to Camp Twin Lakes, you know, and kids dealing with all sorts of different disabilities or illnesses. So when kids see you, though, but you're thriving and surviving, you know, that's the thing, being an inspiration for the kids.
I was actually just out at Twin Lakes about a month ago. They had a camp for kids with amputations, and it was interesting getting to see them, just because when it happened to me, I was 30. And a lot of these kids, they may never get a chance to experience a lot of things. And just seeing how positive they were and how they moved forward, you look at that and you're just like, okay, I can take and achieve anything. So if anything, I think they're inspiring to me as I may be inspiring to them.
Well, you are inspiring a lot of people. Hey, if people want to get involved with some of the things that you are doing or – maybe want to help your causes, how can they get in contact with you?
So my website is my name, MohammedMassaquoi.com. All my social media handles are at Iron Massaquoi, that take on the whole Iron Man Tony Stark.
I love it.
Moniker.
I love it.
And just stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff. I'm going to continue to be involved in the charities that I told you about, whether it be Read with Malcolm or Sunshine on a Rainy Day. And for next year, all my tennis players, I'm going to do a tennis tournament to raise money for kids for their prosthetic devices. So I'm currently learning the game now. I have to get good so I don't get knocked out in my own tournament. I'm really excited about that.
We're not really good on the second serve. We got to work on that ourselves. But let us know. We'll definitely rope us in on that, man. We'll help
for
out.
For sure, for sure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in, man, and good to see you doing so well. And we enjoy visiting with you, man. Whenever you're around, come through.
Likewise, we'll do. We'll do.
All right, dogs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.